The Shardy is fucking dying, it's way fucking past its golden era, and no one wants to admit it. The core reason? It's a site that's genuinely fucking forgotten how to create and innovate, built its culture around destruction, and wow, I'm gonna sound like fucking Captain. Obvious here. You can only burn so much before there's nothing left but ash. Originally, the Shardy had a strong foundation of OC creators, starting with Soot and all the posters on QA. People making actual gems, new variants, the originals, think Cobson, Markiplier, etc., Jacks with effort, parody videos, remixes, comics. Yeah, some of it was trolling and chaos, but it was funny because the Soyjack meme was still fresh. It had energy. Now, the place is just a ruin of what it was. New faces showed up, saw the chaos, and thought that was the culture. Drama for the sake of drama. The same repeated dog shit, slopjacks, meximut, the same 20 overused variants, country wars, and unfunny posts with no punchline. And any attempt at genuine OC, instantly dismissed as DR Core D or NAS, how long can you keep using the same 20 Soyjack variants before it turns into literal noise? There's no evolution. Zero risk-taking. New variants get tossed out immediately because they're NAS. That's Cord. That's Aliased. Joel McCocklicky Teen 2009. Raisinson. The nigger dust that killed the Shardy. Cole. Vanta Black nigger dust. What the fuck even is funny anymore to Nusoakakis? Is it the 1,000th repost of a slopjack with a trillion awards edited on it? The Jardy's collapse and the death of other splinters just proves the culture can't sustain itself. Even when people try to build alternative sites or splinters, they either get sabotaged from within or nuked by the very same malicious retards who run this site. Looking at you, quote. The Shardy eats its own and celebrates when someone new gets run off. And it keeps doing it over and over and over. You want to know why all OC creators are leaving? Because why stay in a place that doesn't fucking want them? Their posts get either ignored or the comments become a fucking shit show in the case of the Buru, usually flaming the creator, where they get called names, accused of being kikes, niggers, glow niggers, sometimes doxed or ignored, while a name fag spams slopjacks with text like, X-Cord. Woke up yet another NAS from obsessed anti-swarthy worriers Satko Joel Kelki Foodis keep taking lulzas and it gets 30 replies. There's no incentive to make anything besides fucking piles of slopjacks, Cobson BBC edits, and low-effort rage-bait Chud Pecker images. And let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Most of the site's drama is manufactured as bait. This isn't tinfoil hat shit anymore. The admins push it deliberately. Namefag wars? The constant boo-roo fights? Ever since 2024, it has all become so blatantly scripted and inorganic, it's embarrassing. And guess who falls for it? The Nusoakakis, every time, like clockwork. They don't realize they're just fodder for engagement, while the people pulling the strings, I'm looking at you, quote, sit in their own cords and laugh their asses off. These same Nusoakakis try to advertise the site on mainstream platforms like TikTok or Twitter, like that's gonna save it. And guess fucking what? All that brings in is underaged retards who don't understand the culture, don't want to understand it, and immediately post an ass, then they get banned or bullied off, and the cycle repeats at this point? There's no real way to save the Shardy or the fucking soy sphere in general. It had a golden age, and now it's nothing more than a slowly falling into irrelevance piece of dog shit. Nothing new gets fucking made anymore. It's stuck in a loop of drama and destruction, and anyone trying to break that loop gets fucking spammed with slopjacks or coping posts about how this is not the case if you're still there, clinging to hope. Here's a hard pill. You'd be better off doing literally anything else, especially if you're a teen. Still, there's literally so much fucking things you can do in your life other than fucking posting on a site like this. Learn a new fucking hobby. Go outside. Find yourself a girlfriend. You're going to regret having spent this much time on the fucking Shardy when you turn an adult. I expect the replies to this to be the exact same dog shit I'm describing. Probably going to get banned, too. But it's the hard fucking truth.